Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast. We are live on a Thursday night. First of all, before we get started, I want to say we do not own the copyrights of the music that are going on in the background. Big shout out to Weslaco City.
City Council.
City Council, thank you so much for making a fresco on our Thursday nights when we're doing recordings.
Once again, it is packed in downtown Weslaco.
Yes.
Old downtown Weslaco.
The third Thursday of the month, bro. Halloween's right around the corner.
Yes.
And what more fun to bring your kid out, walk in the middle of the street with a bunch of vendors, food to stuff your face, and loud music.
And some really loud music.
Hey, that's the best.
It's the best time, obviously, because it seems like everyone is here.
Everybody
is
but
here.
Us, because we're hiding up here. Up here doing an interview. A very important interview, by the
way. Very important interview.
But on today's night, this Thursday night, a big shout out to everybody this week with All in One Tax and Permits LLC. It was a great interview. A lot of great information. Those of you who are still looking to get your taxes done, help with, car titles.
LLC.
LLC. Get a hold of these guys. They're great, great neighbors of ours. They do great, great work. But today, laughter in the background.
Wow, that really is a bottle of water, so I don't know what's going on.
It's got to be liquor. ladies and gentlemen, today on the podcast, we have a special guest with us.
Yes.
She came back.
First of all.
She was here, I believe, like 2 months, 3 months ago.
Something like that.
She came into our studio, did an awesome interview with us.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the outcome on the magazine. It's taking a little bit of time, so it's on the works, in the progress.
Right.
So we are so excited. But today in our podcast, we invite Chicano Life magazine in the podcast today.
Hello.
We got Cindy.
Welcome.
Mrs.
Doñez, yes,
right,
right
next to her right there. How you doing, ladies?
Doing good. How are you about yourself?
We're doing great. How's the weather up in Houston?
We're actually in Pasadena.
You're in Pasadena.
Oh,
Pasadena, look at you.
Well, how's the weather up there?
La-la.
Well, hoorah! How's
it feels really good. And I love the cold, so it's getting cooler, so I'm like, yes. Perfect.
Send it down.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, in Pasadena, they have actual seasons, right? Like, it's actually getting, like, cool over there right now.
Well, we do have seasons. So, in the morning, it's cool. Around 12-ish, it's hot. Probably around 2, it's going to start snowing. And then it gets hot again.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the good stuff right there.
Wait. What do you mean hot? Like, what do you mean?
What's the temperature hot up there? Come on.
Like 98 degrees.
No, man, ni la cosquilla.
It's
hard
for us.
Hombre, 98 está frío afuera, ma. Ponte la chaqueta.
95.
Ponte la chamarra porque te vas a parar un coto. I want to say thank you so much for coming up. I know we had planned this a while back. We were going to try to get you on and talk to you a little bit about the magazine, how it all started. Because I know that we had some crazy questions that night when you were interviewing us, man. Yeah. And it turned out to be like a 1 hour interview to a 4 hour interview.
It was a good interview, though. I loved it.
We gave too much information.
We gave away. The courts are wanting that information.
Yeah, so that's why we're getting an LLC tomorrow.
Yeah.
We don't want defamation letters coming back to us. But Noah, tell us a little bit about, first of all, where you grew up and how you got to start up this Chicano magazine, how you got involved. Talk to us a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm actually from Weslaco, Texas. I was born there. And then my parents moved over here when I was a year. So I was raised in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The whole reason why I actually started the magazine is because we have so much talent out there that nobody knows about.
Yeah,
right.
Whether it's in Houston or whether, I mean, small little towns like the Valley, for instance. I mean, you have Patrice, you have Elida, you have, you know, this guy, an amazing singer, Romeo. I mean, there's so much out there that needs to be known, you know. And it's just that there was nowhere to be found anywhere online. So
right.
When I started the magazine in 2013, believe it or not, there was about 20 online magazines out there.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I say it's probably maybe about 4, and I'm one of them.
There you go.
Wow.
So there you go. I think we're doing something good.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're still resonating with the public.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And I just think it's time for everybody to know who's coming out of Real Oaks, Texas, or who came out from Santa Rosa, Texas. You know, in
absolutely.
All these small towns, you have a lot of talent that needs to be known, and nobody gives them the chance to be heard or to be seen.
Right,
right.
So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to make that platform for any,
right, right.
any family-owned business, any artist, any trainer, musician,
right,
painter. I want them to be known. I mean, I might not make them go up, you know, be popular, but they got that platform where they can show off their talent.
Right, right, absolutely. Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's what I've been doing for the last few years, and I see no worse stopping at all.
That's awesome. And I know the website. I've scanned through it a couple of times and seen most of the past issues that you guys made. A couple of them are from the RGV. I saw that. Mm-hmm. And I think some of them are out from outside north of here that have been on the magazine also. That's actually pretty cool.
Well, you've covered a lot of Texas as well.
Right, right.
Yes, pretty much. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Has any other communities, like any other, Mexican communities or Hispanic communities reached out to you that maybe want to talk to you as well, or that you haven't gotten a chance to?
I have one that's actually here in Houston, and they're LULAC. I don't know if you heard of LULAC.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, do a little something. I'm like, I want to, but at the present moment, it's kind of hard to do it. Because you do have a little bit of a family thing, but it's going to get done.
Charity
right now is not on the back burner, but it's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
So, yeah, but that's awesome. I mean, starting up that's kind of what we started up also. We wanted to start up something exactly what Chicano Life had been doing for quite a while, as far as helping out our local musicians, artists, actors, businesses. We tried inviting them to our podcast, and we try to get them into the door so they can speak, you know, right. Talk about what they do, where they're from, you know, not only just see the business front, but get to know the owner, the person behind that.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think that's really important for somebody to, I mean, you can go to any establishment and go buy a collectible store and you go buy some little Ninja Turtle toys and, you know, you see the owner, you just buy and then leave. I mean, you don't really know the deep side of this guy. Maybe he's like a hardcore collector. He knows so much more than what you expect. You know, you just think, oh, this guy just sells them because he's trying to make money. It's not all about that. It's all about, it could be something, it could be a passion that he likes to do, you know?
Right.
And what you guys are doing for how many years already?
Oh, it's going to be, 12 years, 13 years?
Wow. Nice.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we've met so many people, and we've had Didi Negron, who is the first drummer, female drummer, mm-hmm. for Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, wow.
She has traveled the world, and she's still traveling the world. She gave
awesome.
Us yeah. time. Amazing person. Romeo Vaughn, who's actually from Santa Rosa. Amazing. He's in Nashville, Chronicle mm-hmm. Country. He mm-hmm. turned his life around. Now he's Christian.
Wow.
You guys might want to reach out to him because he has a story that you'll be like, wow.
We've known quite a few people from a couple of people from Santa Rosa that come in, and we have a young wrestler coming in next week. He is from Santa Rosa, and
he has a
wild background story. And you know, it's seeing this kid grow up through the couple of years that we've known him. He's expanding now. He wrestles up in San Antonio, and now he holds a championship title over there. So I'm like, wow, man, it's crazy, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dreams come true. So,
yeah,
that reminds me, dude. We're gonna have to hide all the breakable stuff.
Yeah, I know. Just in case he has a bone to pick with you when he gets there.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
So, I mean, doing it for the last 12, 13 years, like you said, how is it you come across the like Chu was saying? Do they come to you? Do they ask you, or do you research? Do you go online now before then and see, hey man, this guy or these people would be great, or this person like what they're doing. Hey, she's a great artist, or he's a great singer, or look at this business. How is it that you select these interviewees into your magazine?
Hey, Missy, how can I say this? I'm a stalker. I stalk them.
Okay, this interview's over.
I'm a stalker.
Change the locks.
Now you're talking. Now let's connect. Yes.
I do a lot of research. I'll be on TikTok, or I'll be on Instagram, Facebook, and I'll start seeing all these, like a painter that's from Houston. I'll follow her, and I'll see what she has, or if it's a singer that I really can really show how they feel when they're singing, I'll start following them. I just stalk people until I said, okay, you know what? They have a pretty good following, but then you have that one that doesn't have a good following, but you can feel that they're going to be somebody.
Right.
So that's when I start reaching out, and I'm like, not to be, you know, weird or anything, but I'm the owner of Chicano Life, and I've been following you, stalking, I start laughing. and they start talking, and we start talking. That's how I start getting them.
Right.
I just follow people. I just watch them, you know. I study them. And if I know they're doing good and I feel they could do it, fine. I want them. If you're making noise somewhere in your community, I want it. I want them.
Right. You want that on your magazine.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And now for mom, seeing your daughter start up this magazine when it first starts up, were you at first kind of like, okay, Mija, let's think about this and let's think of different options we might want to go. Were you all in, or were you like, okay, let's, you know.
Estás loca, ¿por qué no te hagas eso?
Cynthia, are you sure about this?
There we go.
You know the hand?
Yeah.
From mamas?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, this hand's very important.
Yes.
I'm learning it already.
Yes. Y la chancla. Don't forget about the chancla.
No one's forgetting the chancla.
No one will forget the chancla, mom.
That's why we're asking.
Both her dad and I were all very proud of her. Her dad was the one that named her magazine.
My dad named the magazine.
Really? There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
He did. He was a musician back then, not well known, but you know, when the kids get together and
right,
yeah,
yes,
a local legend, pretty much. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're proud of her. And not only that, I enjoy going with her. Well, not anymore. It's been like what, 3 years that I don't go with her to do her interviews.
Right.
But the majority of the people that she interviews, we become like family.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We don't forget about them, and they don't forget about us. So it you have to have I don't know how you say it. Like to know, you know each other. You know the deep inside of each other.
Right.
Yes.
A connection. Like a connection.
A real connection.
Yeah.
To the point where we know that the parents, and we, you know, and we used to do the Christmas toy drive.
Okay.
And back to school school supplies.
Right. Right. Right.
Yes. And
we still do.
Yeah. I miss that. I miss that very much.
She
still does, but to me, that was important for me and her to do together.
Right.
You don't see a mom and a daughter doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you. No, I got you.
It's a family bonding activity.
Yeah, it's a family bonding experience. Yes.
Yes. And not only that, I tell her, I always cry. I'm very.
Don't start, Cindy. I can see it. I can see it coming.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she said, Mom, please do not cry.
But you know what, and I'm sorry to interrupt there, but that's the beautiful thing, you know, when in a situation like we are right now, where we're doing this interview, mom's sitting next to you, daughter's right there. It can be a father and son thing, whichever however it is. When you're putting those moments, you know, on a live interview, you know, those are the best emotions because those are the true emotions.
Exactly.
You know, it's something that you not only tell. Yeah, I mean, when you're alone with your parent or your significant other, you talk to them. You know, that's an intimate moment. You're having that conversation with that person, and yes, you break down and cry and you hug each other. But when you get the opportunity, as we are talking right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're able to express it. It doesn't say that it means even more, but you're showing the people that follow you, not only on social media, but all your magazine and your magazine, you're showing them what kind of person you are, really, what your background, what your bones are. You know what I mean? And then when you were talking right now, you could see Cindy right next to you. She's like, okay, here it comes.
Here it comes.
But, you know, that's a special moment, you know, and that's awesome. But go on, finish what you were saying. I'm sorry, Mom.
No, that's, you know, that's the way it is. We do that, and see this, Mom. I call it live. What do I call it on TV? Are we going to be on TV, Cynthia?
She calls Facebook Live TV. So
okay, hey, yeah. It's all good. We'll take it. We'll take it.
It's all good.
It's all good. We'll take it.
Yeah. Right? No, it's just amazing. Like you said, I show my emotions. I don't hide them. I show my when I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. When somebody's hurting, I pray and I always bring God into our conversations.
Right, yeah. Right.
Because without God, we're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just me.
That's good. That's good.
I'm just a crazy me. That's why they call me crazy. It's okay.
If we weren't used to crazy moms, you wouldn't even be you. We
wouldn't even be here.
We wouldn't even be here right now.
Sorry, Mom, if you're watching.
No, but I think that's what resonated with us and Cindy when we were doing the interview originally is that the shared experience that we have from meeting all the people that we've met, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's given us a greater perspective on the community.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact that it's resonated with so many people outside of the community has just been a big bonus.
Yeah.
You know, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like we're talking like this, it's because like, yeah, we know what you're talking about. We know what you mean. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, we have the same experience. You know, we have, you know, family members who are the same. We have moms who are the same. You know, we have we have dads who are the same, yeah. Do the same thing.
Well,
you know?
Different side of chancla, but yeah.
¿Ves cuando no les pegas más?
Aquí, aquí ya, ya hasta no miro ya. No, no. I can't wait to get home, man.
Oh, gosh.
But
you wake up 2 weeks later. What happened? What
happened? No, but.
And a lot of the interviews that we've done, like with my brother, her parents her mom would come. And we met, what's the name of the boxer?
Oh, Nicole.
Nicole. We met her father and her grandfather there. You know, it's like a family connection.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can tell, you know, the feelings that sometimes you meet a person and there's a something in there that just doesn't let you connect.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. I just tell him I'm sorry. I just, you know, the truth.
The vibe. You got the mom
vibe. The vibe.
Yes.
Yes,
everybody turns to family at Camanse, and it's an amazing thing.
Yes,
we meet so many different people from different backgrounds, and we've experienced so many different things. When Vanessa Guillon was missing, we took it hard because she lives, her parents live maybe 10 minutes away from me, from here.
Wow.
When they had the march in downtown for her,
we went, were just going to go marching. Pass by mm-hmm. To see what was going on. But it just gives you that you're hurting for her parents, for her family.
Right.
You know, let's get off and let's go ahead and it was a friendly protest.
Peaceful, yes.
You know, it was very, very peaceful. That was the first time we've done it.
Yeah,
first time.
Yeah.
Now having the magazine already in the pocket already, where you're doing it for already a couple of years, and I say this because I've gotten this a lot. Do you start having these hidden primos, hidden tías? He goes, "Hey, magazine, why don't you put me in it? Have you ever had?"
I actually had a couple of friends, and they're like, "I do this." I was like, "When did you start doing that?"
Yeah, I was like, "What? I've been doing it for years, Cindy. What are you talking about? You remember high school?"
I was like, "Oh." Yeah, I'll get back to you. I'll schedule something. It gets kind of crazy, but it's like, yeah. Well, I had an artist who is a guitar player. Actually, he's from the Valley, and he continues to try to message me, and it's like, okay. I mean, I heard what he has to say, you know, this and that.
Right.
It's the whole kind of, like I said, the whole kind of vibe with him was just kind of like, it's kind of off. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'll get with you, you know, let me get a hold of you. You know, so
right.
There's some interesting ones.
I don't want to put you in the spot. Which is, I mean, because we can tell you a couple of ours, but it's about you today. We already told you ours. You can read the magazine when it comes out about the weird ones that we've had in the studio, but. I'm pretty sure you had interviews where you're like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? Has there ever been an interview like that? Or right now, you're like, you're counting your blessings. There hasn't been one yet?
You know what? I'm counting my blessings. I have not had one.
Good.
I have not had one.
You see, we weren't awkward, dude. We were right in the pocket.
You know what, Cindy? It sounds like you're not doing it right.
You need to come back to the bus so we can teach you a couple of things.
You come back to the studio, we'll give you a price for it. How to do this right.
I haven't had one yet. They've all been, like I said, interesting, and I've connected them very much so. I mean, I had one interview that was supposed to be for like 30 minutes turned into 4 hours, and I had you guys. It was amazing. I didn't want to stop talking. And like I said, we were talking. We were communicating. We were having a conversation.
And it
just, the time just flies.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We were mom. Close your ears. We were shooting the shit. I'm sorry.
Okay, I didn't hear nothing.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Get well.
All right. Get well. Good. Que bueno. Gracias a Dios. But no, I mean, in that conversation that we did have here in the studio, it was, like I say, it was one of the most laid back. We've never been interviewed for a magazine. We've never been interviewed for a, if they even still make a newspaper. I've been on a couple of live news reports where I'm going and promote our podcast.
I've been on some wanted posts.
Yeah, you've been on a lot of wanted posts. By the way, pack up. I'm taking you. I'm going to get the reward.
We get half because we saw.
You saw?
Know.
Yep. And 10% for this manager. No, so, but that interview that we had, that you and I had to experience together with you, it was like we hadn't talked for years. You know, it was something like old souls just sitting back and talking.
Old friends.
Yeah, pretty old much. It was pretty much catching up. And it was a very interesting conversation. And you got a lot of info. I mean, not many people know about the behind the scenes story of on stuff that we didn't invite this certain interviewee back. You got someone where we've gotten to the point of like, oh, we're in big trouble because we talked about this and so on and so forth. Right. You got the dirt.
Off the record, but yes, I did. Yeah,
you got the dirt.
And you notice that you didn't even have to ask. You just showed it up right there.
You're like, here you go. What? Where you going? Warrants. Yeah, we got a lot of those too. Here you go. so that's awesome, man. I'm glad your magazine is doing great. I'm glad that as far as the magazine progressing per year, per every year that you've tossed it out there is going great. Out of all your issues that you've come out with, which is the one that actually caught your heart a little bit more? I mean, besides ours doesn't come out yet.
Right?
Which one?
it's crazy because I would have to say there's actually two. Mr. Romeo Vaughn, like I said, that's from San Rosa. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We had a good interview, but then there was a while back after that he said, "Hey," he goes, "can you talk for a second?" I'm like, "Yeah." So we're family. What's going on? Yeah. So he told me a story. His story that he was going through, but I can't say
right
now because I haven't got the okay to say it though. But
right.
This guy really opened up to me and told me his downs and how he was going down and his ups, and he was tired of all that stuff. And I was like, oh, that's like, okay. I was like, he goes, but don't say anything yet. He goes, you're gonna be the first one to write about it.
Right.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, when? But no, he had a rough stay in Nashville. Very rough.
Okay, all right.
But that one really got me because there's been times when he still reaches out to me and we talk.
Awesome.
So that was a good one. And I think for me, the one that got me the most, and not that we actually interviewed anybody personally, was the Vanessa Guillen. That was just so heartbreaking to know that it happened in my backyard.
Right, yeah. Right.
Know? And then the march and I went to her funeral, to the wake, and just to see how everybody was coming together. Not strangers, just coming together, holding each other.
Right.
That I cried. I cried there. And see, she's the one that cried there.
Mom, yeah. You see?
But yeah, and then those are the two that got me. But Romeo is probably top, because the stuff that he shared with me was just, I was like, wow, guy. I go, you're stronger than what you are, and what
right.
You and he made it out. He made it out what he was struggling with. I'm
right.
Very proud of him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have to say that when the Vanessa Guillen thing happened, it really just showcased like how small the world can be when yes. something like this happens. You know, it really just hit so close to home for so many people. It was shocking, and I think everyone in the community felt it, you know,
yeah.
felt like the shock and the pain of what
yeah.
happened. And
yeah.
Right. Still because it could be our sister, our prima.
Absolutely.
My daughter.
Could be our nieces. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah.
I think it just hits more.
Yep.
You know, it's just like.
Yep. How many of us know?
I still get goosebumps from talking about her. That was horrible what they did to her.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, and to see it's I hate to say it like this, but this, you see the community unite as far as Latinos.
Yes.
When it comes to something like this, we unite so tight. It's like we become like a human shield.
Yes.
To protect the family, to protect our rights, to protect everything. You yes. know, and it's sad to the fact that only when bad times happen like that, we do that.
Exactly.
If we were to unite even when the good times are going on, we need to unite. You know, it's just something that, you know, it boggles my mind that it takes something like that, something horrible, to happen to somebody.
Yes.
That's either for a different race or somebody they all look up to and they unite as one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's, that's always boggled my mind, you know, when seeing that.
But because I think we're, human, yeah. That's when our human side comes out.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, it's, we want to be kind, we want to be, but we have it all inside. Mm-hmm. But when something like this happens, I mean, that's tragedy for everybody.
Right.
Not just for that family, but for all of us, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really have to, well, you have to have a heart to feel for the family, feel what actually like como like I said, como que es para mí fue como que se fuera mi hija.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
A mí me pegó muy 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 feo. You know,
yeah.
It's just like I said, hey, my Cynthia, it's just, you know, so I can imagine what her parents and her sisters were.
Right. Really. Exactly.
And but yeah, you have to have you know, say como se dice. Tienes que tener corazón. Tienes que tener un corazón con amor.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if I said it right.
Compassion. You got to have a lot of compassion.
A lot of compassion. Yes.
Compassion. Yeah. Totally understand. Totally understand. Well, we're going to take a quick pause right now because we got our great sponsors to the podcast. So hang on right back. We got bills to pay. Hang on right there. Don't move, okay?
Okay.
Right back. We'll be right back. Man, this has been a real good interview with both mom and Cindy, so we got to get our sponsors here. Big shout out to Anonis Construction, guys. Tony is doing amazing work right now. They just and by the way, his other company is going to be jumping in, which is Anonis Concrete. That's also going to be available soon. I'll get you the numbers as soon as we get all the information and all intact. But give these guys a call ASAP. Great sponsor of the podcast. Guys, these guys do residential, commercial, remodel, rebuild, everything, even the kitchen sink if they have to. They're great craftsmanship. Give them a call. Let them know Chunu sent you. Also, big shout out to Pandora's Box up in Edinburgh, Texas with Mr. Freddie Honda. If you know Freddie Honda, that's Popular Loner, man. That's one half of Popular Loner. This guy does amazing tattoos. He gave me this bad boy custom-made tattoo, but I think it's already been almost a month, 2 months already that I got it.
At least 2 months.
Great, great, great artist, man. Great prices. He's always had great prices. And also, he holds, I believe it's a short, like a
Bible class
at his tattoo parlor, guys. So if you get a chance, give him a call. Let him know. Chewy News Session. This is also a big shout out to all these guys that have our promotional posters. Valley Trophies LLC, guys, you're looking for that fantasy football trophy, give them a call. They'll gladly help you out. Also, a big shout out to Extreme Nutrition LLC. Trying to lose some weight. Not me anytime soon, but if you're trying to lose some weight anytime soon, give these guys a call. Let them know Chewy News sent you. Mom, if you're watching, close your ears. Texas Toke Smoke Shop. If you're looking for that sticky, icky, smelly stuff that parents don't like.
We all lie.
Give these guys a call. They have your smoking essentials. Great, great customer service. Let them know. Tune in. And last but not least, our old stomping grounds, Gallery Cactus, crafts, memorabilia, and vintage stuff. Live music on Friday nights and Saturday nights. Swing on by at night. They'll be there open. They have some great entertainment. They also have art classes sometimes too, man. It's awesome. So go by, let them know Chunu sent you.
Call them for details.
Yeah. These guys, great sponsors for the podcast, man. Absolutely. I really appreciate them helping us out so much as they can. You know, it's a big plus when you got people behind you and pushing you to keep pushing this podcast and bringing great people onto the show. But let's go back over here. Let me unmute Cindy and Mom over here because I think they're having a secret conversation without us letting them know. No me ves, mija, tan loca los dos. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué, mija? ¿Por qué?
¿Y qué pasó con esos que están ahí?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. So,
oh man, we lost the signal.
Oh, the signal's gone. Oh, man. No volume. No, but. So, shifting gears here, mom and daughter team, I know you said you'd like to go and hang out with your daughter to go do these drives and everything. What's the conversation like? Because I know those long trip conversations, they get a little crazy. Because I did see a live video when she left our podcast. She was talking to her, I think it was your aunt, right? It was your tia. Yeah. They were having a conversation. They were laughing all the way from Westaco. Then they stopped to eat. Then they came back alive again, and they were still cracking up. What was it? What, Mom, I'm going to ask you, Mom, because Cindy won't give us the dirt.
Yeah, I know, right?
What is the conversation like after the events? I mean, okay, go, are the conversation? Did you see that lady over there? Mira, si que tenía puesta. Oh my God! No. What were the conversation like? Come on, let's hear it, Mom.
I'll be honest. I tell her, I just love to see the smiles on the little ones when you give them, especially for Christmas, right? Because a lot of them, they will not receive any Christmas presents if when you go on drives.
Right.
It's probably the only presents they get. And I tell her, and I love it because you see their faces, their smiling faces, and they're happy. And you also see the mom and dad.
Mm.
You know, you can see, I tell her, look at the moms and dads. They're probably saying, gracias a Dios. Because especially they have 3 or 4 kids in school.
Yeah.
They don't have, and the schools nowadays are asking for too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. You know, it's a little bit too much. We did okay. I did okay when I was in school. I'm 71. And what?
Mom, you look like you're in your 50s, Mom. I'll tell you right.
Thank you. No. And I tell her it's
I don't want to get hit by the camera. Shut up! Stop looking like that.
She tells me, Mom, do not say how old I am. Okay.
Uh-oh, here we go. What's wrong?
She's 52.
Hey! There you go.
Wow.
There you go. It's all good. Mom, I'm right there. I'm almost there, my mom. I'll get on the top of the mountain next week. I'll be 50. So don't worry. I'm right behind you. High five, Mom. There you go.
There you go.
No.
I just love to see their expressions. And I'm always crying there, too. It's just like, she says, Mom, really? Pues sí, que yo fuera esa madre que no tienes what your kids want for Christmas, you know?
Right.
They're scared que no van a tener even just the what they ask you for at school at the beginning.
Right,
you
know, right.
When you see it, there's other people that will donate for them. That's to me, it's like, that's heaven, I tell Cynthia. I just love it. And even when we went to the Memorial of Uvalde, we went over there too.
Wow.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, oh my God. I felt like that. Ahí sí se me destrozó el corazón más.
And I'm right there with you, Mom. My wife and I, when we saw that situation happening, it was unreal.
Yes.
It was unreal. I was telling my wife, honestly, I tell her, you know, I'm gonna tell you something honest, straightforward.
Yeah.
They go, and a lot of parents will say that, and if you don't agree, bull crap, you would say the same thing. If that was my kid, nobody would have gone in, you know.
Exactly.
At that point, yes, you're thinking it, but when you're at the situation, you're like, I need to, and you know, you find out what kind of person you really are.
Yes.
At that split second of the moment, but to see these parents in that, oh my gosh, I can't even go over that. The relief that pain is horrible. It's horrible.
We met
Sheila Jackson.
We met Sheila Jackson there. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, like I said, when things like that happen, for me, I'm saying it for me, I feel like they're my relatives. Son, fue un mi niño, fue mi sobrino, fue my godson, whatever, right?
Right, right.
It hits you right in the corazón. It just tears you up.
Right, right.
But that's what I've tried to teach her.
Right.
You have to, yes, we're not millionaires, but you don't have to be a millionaire to help others.
No. Well said.
Any little thing is enough for somebody that doesn't have nothing.
Right. Exactly.
Un abrazo, saying I'm so sorry for what is happening to you, that's a lot, because when you hug somebody, you can feel the heartbeat. You can feel that they're grateful that you did that.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
And for someone who's going through something that maybe no one knows about, sometimes just knowing that someone is willing to listen to them and help them if they can, that can mean everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just like when you're walking out, you're at a store or something, you say, hey, good morning or hello.
Right.
Morning, you know, that little smile that you give, that hello, that could be the only good thing they'll see that day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I think I would have to say that's probably the most painful experience that we've had together was going to Uvalde.
Yes.
Just seeing the crosses and the flowers and just imagining it was heartbreaking, you know. But you had, again, everybody there helping each other. People were passing out. It was extremely hot. People giving out water. I mean, I'm going to have to say that on the way out, I almost passed out because it was so hot. And I was just so emotionally drained.
Drained.
Bad. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I was standing there where people were. Yeah. And it was so heartbreaking. It was just so much. But that was, I would say, probably the most painful experience that we've had together.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Right.
Unimaginable.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Yeah. But so those experiences, I mean, that you and your mom have had together, those are something that's kind of like something to remember, something that my mom, you know, mom and I went to this, mom and I went to that. There's also moments of, I don't mean to laugh there, where you get some crazy moments with mom. I know I have with my mom. Cindy, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Mom, I'm sorry. One funny experience with your mom that you'll never forget.
Which one can I say? I mean, there's we, like I said, like she said, there's been so many times where we've gone somewhere out of the city to go interview, like Nicole. Mm-hmm. But it's like when we go on live sometime, this is my mom. Mom, do you want to go on Facebook Live? No, I don't want to. I'm like, okay, just to say what we went through.
I'm on a
I don't want to, but hold on. Where's my glasses?
Cuidado, ahí está la chancla, cuidado.
She gets so excited. Okay, I guess if you want to, I guess.
Ya me voy.
Ya me voy. She's gone. Yeah. Okay, no, I don't want to. I was like, okay, well, you know, just so we can say who we met or how it was.
Right.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, I think I'm ready for TV. I was like,
I want to ask you.
I go, are you serious? I'm like, no. And then she goes. And there she goes. Like, yeah. I gotta love my mom. It's never a dull moment with this little lady. Never. Oh my God.
I'm waiting for a chocolate to come across the
you can hear the fire again.
And this is how I know she's ready for me to push the go live.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna be the first to see. There she goes. She's ready. She is ready. What?
You go, Mom. I love that dramatic exit, but that superstar entrance, my man. Ah, sí, carancho, ahorita vengo. Que no, who's ready?
That's how I know it's time to push the go.
There you go.
We're ready. It's done. Hair's done. Everything's okay. Shut up. Don't say nothing else. Just click it.
Mom, do you think, Cindy, sometimes when you go live, is like, just let me do me. Let me be me. Did she put too much more for you, Mom?
Yes. I tell her, she tells me, like right now, before we started, Mom, don't cry, Mom. Don't cry.
That's why she got the sunglasses.
And also, look at me and says, yeah. Yeah. And then I love to dance. I love
there you
to
go.
Dance.
Hey.
So I'm always dancing. Says, Mom, really? Yeah. You know, because you know that when you really love music, it moves you inside.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what type of music it is. Yes, Mexicano, rap, anything. And I'll move to everything.
No rap. I'm going to
ask you.
All right. Yes.
And if we were in the trips, okay, Mom, I'm going to turn the radio on. So I'm singing and dancing to, you know, the type of music that you dance. I said, Mom, really? Do you know every song?
You know, well, hello, I am old. Mm-hmm. So if you pass by a car and all you see are hands because she is kind of small, that's my mom. She's dancing.
Yeah. You see, they had to put some Usher right here for Mom next time she comes by. You see, Mom, oh, party over here. You're blocking my shot, Cindy. Get out of my So you see, Cindy, you do have a chew in your life like I do.
You're good.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm like this mother daughter duo, man. This is awesome.
You are definitely ready for TV.
And I was about to say that right now. I mean, idea and patent this. If you're listening, Cindy, we're watching anybody. You cannot patent it because Cindy's going to patent this right now. Yeah. I think you should start a TikTok live for your mom. And let her talk. And let her talk. Just let her go. Let her go. Just let her go. Talk about show days. Talk about what's up with the new music now. Just let it go.
Well, Sabes que? You get one of those 360 cams and you put it on top of her head and you just follow her around all day.
Just let her go. Yeah. Let her signature of her, the chocolate, and throw it to the camera and then stop the video. That's all you have to do.
It can be a 24/7 stream. It'll make millions of dollars.
Yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
We've had a lot of people tell us that. You need to put your mom on TikTok.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. Cindy, what are you waiting for?
I know. She's grown up already, I guess.
She's graduating tech school, so we're going to try to give her own phone now. Oh my goodness!
Not only that, when we're at Target or Walmart or whatever, the internet got music. I get the ponga bailar, Mom. I have my Starbucks, and she's like over there.
There you go. All day. Whose mom is that? I don't know, but I wish she was my mom.
I've never seen that woman in my life.
I tell her, you have to make yourself happy. You have to be happy.
That's true.
What are they going to think about you? I don't care. It's going to make them happy for a little
while. Right. You got to live, like Mom says, you got to live life to the fullest, man.
Yes.
As much as you can every single day, you know, whether it's through laughter, tears. I mean, you got to express every feeling. Yes. That you can, you know. I mean, we have so much time in this world, man, and we need to express as much as we can before it's time, you know, it's our time. Yes. But other than that, I want to take this opportunity I'm putting Cindy on the spot here.
I know.
You guys have been incinerated from magazine.
I'll show you something.
No. Oh, she's bringing something. Okay, we gotta wait for. So I'll let go. I'll let the cattle bag when Mom gets back because it's involved. Oh, you don't know, Mom. No, hombre. Aerobic workout with Mom on TikTok. That's what I'm looking at right now. Cindy.
Funded.
since we have you here on the podcast, and we do this most of the time. I did this last year with Coach Stroman because his dad was in the podcast. Now you have your mom here with us on the Chunu podcast live with our subscribers and our followers. How can you express or a thank you or a gratitude to your mom right now for everything she's done for you in your life, everything you've gotten so far? I mean, she's right there next to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, take the opportunity now. I want to see this. Take it.
Mom, thank you. You make me stronger every day, every single day. You're one strong person. And because of you, I'm still standing here.
Thank you.
I can't tell you enough how much I love you.
I love you too, Mom. You're my baby.
And how your strong will is in me. Okay? Thank you. I thank you is not even enough to tell you, Mom.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
man.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Now, mom, saca la chancla, dale unas. Por eso debes entender cuando digo hacer algo. You ever got the whole? Did you ever get the whole spelling? I got those. I'm glad I only have two word name. You know, Mark and Velasquez. That's it. You know, I feel sorry for the long name. Well, for you, I'm pretty sure it was pretty different.
Sabes que, you deserve it.
No, you know, and the reason I say that is, like I said, you know, to have that opportunity to say that, like I spoke earlier, when you come out on live TV or live social media, even it's on a podcast on radio, you have that opportunity to express yourself, tell your loved ones, especially your parents, because they're the ones that actually help you, you know, progress in life, get to where they're expecting you to exceed more than what they exceeded, if that makes any sense. And to see that moment right there, that was awesome. That was awesome to see that, man. I mean, that's awesome. I'm proud of you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, Mom, go ahead and tell Cindy how often you restrain yourself in public.
Oh, my gosh. Not only with her. When her dad and I would go to the stores with her, you know, there's some music. I would pull it.
As you should.
You know, and he would just look at me, but he would hold his hand. He would let me move his arm around and turn him and everything. But she has, I'm a mess right now because what I'm going through with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I'm legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And I broke an ankle a year and 9 months ago, and it's still healing.
I got you, yeah.
And I'm the caregiver for my husband, and I tell her, hey, I don't know how, I can't do it anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I tell her mentally and emotionally drained and physically drained, because it's a 24/7 care.
Right.
And then she says, Mom, but you're a warrior, Mom. And I said, no. Yes, Mom, you're strong. And there's many times that I tell her, what is that? Yeah, ya no puedo.
Right.
And I'll tell her, I don't want to get up from bed at all today. You know? And then she says, oh, Mom, you always say that. And it's true. I say that, but I said, oh, no, I have to go do this. I have to go do that for him. And I get up. And they tell her, and her friends tell her, where do you get all that? I mean, you're just a strong little lady. I said, no, it's not me. I said, I ask my God every single day, every second of the day, to give me the strength that I need.
Right.
Yeah.
To continue with this. And then I just lost my little brother 4 months ago.
Mm. So
everything is just piling up. But
yeah.
And she tells me, you know, I mean, she does everything for me, and I am so grateful from going to buy groceries, going to anything that we need here, doing the yard. She does the yard, and I'm very grateful for that. Very, very grateful for that. And she's an only child.
There you go.
But she's the best. She's the best.
You go. There you go.
Ahora sí, déjame la chanta, por favor.
Sácala, man. No te metas más largas. Aquí voy a quedar en film. Do it. Oh, my gosh.
No, pero I'm sure all of these tribulations you've been through, it would have been a lot harder if you were truly alone, if you didn't have anyone. But thankfully, you have, you know, your daughter, and you have her love, and you have each other's backs as much as possible, and that can get you through a lot.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
As it can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, we are 54 minutes into the podcast, man. It's going real smooth. I like it. Consider the fact we have music in the background by some band that's playing that.
I'm sorry. This music is killing me.
We're going to have to go down there and give them singing lessons. I don't know, bro, because this is just bad.
They're asking for me to start singing.
I know, and we don't want that.
No,
we do not want that.
Oh, no.
It ain't no Frankie Sinatra, I'll tell you that much, right? But, before we jump off air, Cindy, give us all your credentials as far as Facebook page, Instagram, all your social medias where they can reach out and look for you in the magazine, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir, of course. We have our website, which is ChicanoLifeMagazine.com. You can see some of the soon-to-be you guys on the front page of
ChicanoLifeMagazine. Oh, my God!
We also I can't wait to get to read it. We also have a Facebook for Chicano Life Magazine. We also have TikTok, Chicano Life Magazine. Put her on there doing a little dance. We also have Instagram, Chicano Life Magazine. Oh my God, if you need anything, my number, you can call me, you can message me on my personal Facebook. You want to be on there too, Mom?
No, but I was going to tell them something.
Oh, well, you're done. Hold on. You're done.
Que no me asesina.
Their own playlist on Spotify. So we're on Spotify, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, we're on X, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
X, former Twitter. We're on, what's the other one that's out there? I don't even know all these apps anymore, but we're just type in Chicano Life Magazine, we're going to pop up.
There you go.
We're not going nowhere. We're here to stay. Yes. We're here to
Mom,
stay.
Mom,
con el favor de Dios.
Yeah, Mom was going to say something. Say something, Mom. Go ahead.
Yes, I am so proud of her because, you know, she's been a songwriter since she was 10 years old.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. And she has a few songs out.
I do. They're on on Spotify, if you ever want to just sing Donia's. Okay. I have a friend of mine in San Antonio who actually sings the songs for me. So I'm just a songwriter. It's never too old to follow your dreams. You know.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
And I'm only 25.
If you want to send us a link to any of those songs, we'll be glad to put them on our Facebook, and
We'll bless them out. Not a big problem. We'll just send it to us.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, guys! All I can say is that thank you so much, both of you. You guys are doing great wonders over there. Our prayers and hearts go to you on the situation that's going on right now.
You have each other,
and
you're going to get through it just fine together.
Yes, and like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to you, and absolutely. Much love, man. You guys are doing great. Yes, continue loving success. Thank you so much for taking your time to come on and join us here in our little play fest here that we like to have once in a while. Things get real, things get funny, and it gets a little emotional.
Yes.
A little emotional. Yes. But thank you once again, Cindy. I appreciate it. Mom, God bless you. Keep kicking and dancing at the target as much as you can.
Mom, we're going to want you on the show by yourself.
Yes, We're gonna put music, and we want to show you all the latest dance steps.
We need to talk.
You and Chu can talk. Get out. Oh, my gosh. No. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
You have lifted my heart because my heart has been real. My emotions have been real low. This made me happy. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Awesome.
You want to come back on the show anytime, you just let us know.
Yeah, don't worry. We don't have to ask Cindy. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
ignore my te haces más para
el when she has her glasses
on, te pone comprar el pelo, makeup, todo, tú, you do you, mom.
When you see these on, remember, it's time.
No, thank you so much, ladies. We appreciate you guys jumping on the pod, having a little fun with us, and all best wishes to both of you, and nothing but good fortune along the future and much time you guys have. Thank you so much.
I have one little thing to say. Que Dios lo bendiga.
Thank you so much. Igualmente, ma. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight. What a great pod, bro.
Awesome.
Mom took it out. We didn't have to interview Cindy. Mom took it out of the park.
Yeah,
Cindy could have left. I know. Mom would have told us the whole dirt on everything.
She wanted to.
Yeah, like, Cindy was like, no. We're making him pull out a muzzle. I'm going to tell you right now. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in tonight on a Thursday night, 7:30. Next week, we have a special guest. Yes, we have wrestling coming in next week. Once again, prepare Chew to get his ass kicked again.
I get the feeling I'm going to be sick next week.
But we have Mateo El Matatán Osuna coming in next week from the Dominican Republic, straight out of Santa Rosa. He will be on the podcast next week. It should be a good one. Chew, great interview today. Had a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
By the way, those who saw the video on TikTok, yes, we have a little visitor, and it's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
We are good friends with them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hope it takes Chew. Thanks again, guys, for chewing in for us every week at 7:30 p.m. Don't forget to subscribe and follow and share all this great content. Any last words, Chew?
Cindy has made me realize that stalking is good.
God dang it.
Stalking is good. It only needs good things.
Shut up. Sign us off.
I've been Chew.
And I will see you next week, Thursday, 7:30. Latest Gators. Peace out.
Bye, everybody.